What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going to get the staff here. Going to get our guy Steve Wilson there. He's got to recut that. This is disrespect being shown to a man who's shot, I'm sure, many, many rounds in the 60s for 18 holes, not for 9. Chris Muller here on Going Low. And, of course, my co-host, PGA professional Craig Mankins, joining me. His maiden voyage in the studio. We sent you out on the road last week to Moon Golf Club for your very first voyage on this show. But now you get to see how the magic is made here in the fan studios, Craig.
Beautiful. We got a homestand today. I love it. Now, nothing changed from last week. Another rainy Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm feeling bad for the 9-to-5ers out there.
Rainy Saturday. I'm a mutter. I'll play in it, but I don't like playing in it. I'll deal with it much better if it's the post-rain round where the course is wet, but I'm not getting beat up. And you know what I always hated? I was a caddy for 1 year at the now defunct Highland Country Club, which is a very large housing development. I think TJ Watt lived in that housing plan for a while before he leveled up big time. Could not stand having to try to keep the grips dry.
Oh.
On a day like today, I mean, your son's caddying for Mark Goetz on the Korn Ferry Tour. We will get into that because the Korn Ferry Tour with Mark and with Neil Shipley, of course, is always a big part of this show now, especially since Ship got the dub a couple weeks back. I would imagine a pro caddy, what do they got, two towels, three towels? I mean,
oh yeah,
you're playing, they do not, you know, I think people always assume, oh, these guys will play through it. Like, they only play when it's pristine out. But they play through rough conditions that the TV cameras do not accurately depict. I always laugh about that. When it looks like it's raining a little bit at one of these events, it's probably pouring.
Correct.
Because the camera does not catch the droplets, so.
That's like, their job, too.
Right, because you mentioned it right off the bat, like, how much prep goes into that? I mean, I would imagine your son's working with, hey, what do you want in the bag today as far as like supplies, basically. These guys all talk about they've got to eat during the round to keep their strength up and their energy up. But rainy day, man, you got to have the dry towel stashed somewhere, right? You got to keep the grips good.
Yep, you have to have umbrella. You got to have the towels. You got to have everything, in which that's their job. They're the manager out there on the golf course all the time. You got to have their rain jacket. You got to have their rain pants. You got to have, some guys might like rain gloves. Some guys don't.
Aaron Rye plays with them when it's nice out. He's
correct.
With weather
correct.
Gloves.
Yep. And it's, let me tell you, that's a task for anybody that's ever caddied, for anybody that's trying to play professional golf. I did it way back when I was a kid for, you know, a guy in Ohio. And,
anybody we would have heard of?
No. Paul Wackerly III.
Oh, good old Paul Wackerly III.
That's right. And, you know, it was funny, though. He said, Craig, you got one job. Keep the grips dry.
And how much better are grips now than they were back then? How many years ago would this have been for you?
Well, this would have been, I'm 49 years old, so this was back when I was 18, 31 years ago. Now, you'd laugh. A lot of guys back then used the old Victory cords.
Okay.
To where... Now, the grips haven't changed that much, except
really?
There's a million options.
Right.
You know, where colors and everything else. But a lot of the pros use those Victory cords forever. I don't. I always use
You're a wraps guy.
I'm a wraps guy. I'm a soft grip guy. Yep. But some guys like those. You ever see those guys when you shake hands? Like one of the best amateur golfers around, Sean Knapp. You shake my man's hand, he'll about cut you because his hands. He had so many balls. Those calluses, like razor blades on there.
I was gonna say, I'm on like some dry tack. I went from Golf Pride very briefly. Since we don't have a grip sponsor for this show, I can say this freely.
Yep.
I jumped from Golf Pride. I've used the wraps. I've used the Tour Velvets for a long time, the classic, and then I'm on some dry tacks right now because of how they perform in the weather. I just wondered. We laugh about like golf course or club technology and ball technology, and I always wondered, like, you know, Arnold Palmer used to use those old lambkin grips,
yeah,
back in the day. Those then kind of like the leather wraps, and I was, yep, always wondering how much that's actually improved with everything else, because the ball is just a completely different animal than what we're even playing in the 90s when I was starting to play.
No, you're 100% right. I'll tell you what's improved a lot is being able to change the grips.
Really? You know? The process of?
Oh, it's easy. Like Chris Muller and Craig Mankins can do it in our basement.
See, my uncle was and probably still is, although now that he's in his early 70s, probably doesn't really care to spend the effort. He had the vise in his garage and he would change, yep, them himself, and it was just lighter fluid and, yep, double-sided tape. And I watched him do that, and I said, well, I am not a precision operator, so I'm just going to pay somebody, 1-800-PAY-A-GUY, to do this kind of business.
Correct. Just don't be smoking in the garage with the lighter fluid.
No. Thankfully, he was not a smoker, or else that garage might have gone up 2 or 3 times. We have got, so rainy Saturday here, weather also a factor, CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. They are at a place, the TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney, Texas. Not exactly Augusta National on your list of destinations. More on that in a bit. But the story is a guy who has been, quote unquote, off his game by his insane best we've seen since Tiger in his prime standards last year. Scottie Scheffler reminding everybody that he is, in fact, Scottie Scheffler. Despite the fact that he's been finishing in the top 10 of a lot of tournaments, he hasn't really been a serious threat to win much this year. He's been more visibly frustrated, Craig. He's like the most chill dude on the course ever. And this year you've actually seen him slamming clubs, doing the old, how could that end up there, to his cat. You know, I mean, he's got, I hit it good. Why are we here? And he is 6 clear of the field. Now, they are not through the second round at the CJ Cup. He is 18 under par after 61 and 63. What's the lowest you've ever gone in any round competitively?
61.
You've gone 61?
61. After my freshman year in college at the Bobolink Golf Club in Canton, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Bobolink? So wait, there's multiple Bobolinks then, because I've played, sure, one in Avon Lake, Ohio. That was like my uncle would take me out, you know, suburbs, mm-hmm, of Cleveland. So Bobolink Golf Club in Canton, mm-hmm, 61.
61.
Just very briefly, can you like describe for us mere mortals like what it is like to go that low and around? Like, what is going through your brain when you realize you're just stacking birdies and the game feels easy?
Well, the funny part was, and anybody that's ever played with me, my putter, the hole looked like a basketball hoop out there. I mean, I think I only had about 23 putts on the day. And when you get in that zone, it's unbelievable. I mean, you can't. You know, I did it for a day.
He's doing it. He's following up that 61 with a casual 63.
No. And I know, you mean Scotty.
Scotty, oh, yeah. That's Scotty. What I mean. You say you do it for one day, and then it might be like back to, right, 73, 74. He just follows it up with a round that's 2 shots worse.
I can't imagine doing it, you know, multiple days.
And then, I mean, to win on Korn Ferry, as we've talked about, you've got to go like 64s pretty much every day.
Correct.
They're winning scores 30 under last week. Again, more on the Korn Ferry Tour in a minute. A couple run-of-show things here. We're going to get more into Scotty and the dominance he's displayed. They have not finished, as I said, the second round there because they've been battling weather as well. So I don't want to make it seem like Scotty Scheffler has gone full God mode. It is scoring conditions to the max right now, and he is just the best player in the world taking advantage. Mike Meissner, he is the GM at Shanapan Country Club. He will be joining us in about 30 minutes. They have a big event on Tuesday, U.S. Women's Open qualifier. Women's Open this year going to be at Erin Hills, very cool venue out in Wisconsin. This is also not their first rodeo at Shanapan hosting this particular event. Qualifiers, I'm excited for you and I to kick this around in a couple minutes here later on, Craig, but just as a very brief opening statement, I always find those incredibly interesting. from a pressure standpoint. You hear about Monday qualifiers. You hear about all that stuff. Q school. Anything that involves just getting a chance to get the chance, right?
Right.
Like, I just want to win my way onto the tour.
Correct.
I find the pressure and the nature of that pressure so much different than even what I imagine tournament golf to be like.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you think about it. Probably one of the best ones was John Daly back in the day when he...
Crooked stick.
Yes.
What was he, the ninth alternate? And then he just went... I think he was the ninth alternate for what, the 91 PGA at Crooked Stick in yep. what... that's in like Carmel, Indiana, I want to say off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm
not... Like suburbs of Indy. Right. And to go in as the ninth alternate, you get in.
He drives all night to get
there. And man, that had to be... You're watching that on TV. That had to be an incredible sight. Because he's hitting the ball like nobody else hits it at that point.
Absolutely.
I think he's using a, was he using a metal driver? He was. He was one of the few guys.
Was it the, did he have the white one then?
He had a metal driver
the
for
ceramic,
sure.
The ceramic head.
He had something that was not persimmon. Because I think he said he stopped using persimmon in the 80s. And he's just bombing that course. That was like a precursor to seeing Tiger bring Augusta National down to its knees in 97.
Right.
And just they decided they needed to make it a completely different golf course at that point.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but then he had the mullet. He looked like he
He looked like he
third line on the
he
Penguins.
Looked like he had the garage door open and he was putting his own grips on while he was, you know, firing off a couple of heaters and darts in there and say devil may care. I wanted to ask you this about the CJ Cup because it is not there's a couple interesting things here. The field is not a crazy good field by any stretch. Scottie's in it, and Jordan Spieth is in it, and Scottie's obviously poised now to run away with this thing when they can actually get all the rounds in. They're both native Texans, and so they both would have an obvious desire to play in a tournament that's in Texas. And other than that, I'm not throwing shade at these guys, Craig, but Jonathan Vegas is in the top five right now. Eric Cole, who had, you know, I know yes. You know this one, but Eric Cole, very interesting story that has a Pittsburgh connection. The late Frank Fuhrer, the Frank Fuhrer Invitational at the Field Club, which has obviously the reputation when it was going on as the highest purse event for like local pros
absolutely.
In the area. Mm-hmm. Eric Cole maxed out credit cards and was living credit card, you know, on credit cards, basically won that tournament in his first go round, I believe. Gave him the money he needed to fund kind of like his
yep.
time trying to make it on tour. And then I know you know this, the final edition after Frank Fuhrer had passed, Eric Cole came back to play out of a sense of gratitude.
Correct.
Absolutely dusted the field right. and then donated the winnings right back, yeah. which is an awesome little
that
story.
That is a neat story. Yeah, you have to root for him. But
he's T5. I mean, he's playing well, but this is just... You and I were talking about it off the air. I mean, there's guys who have won on tour. Nico Echevarria is there in the hovering around the top 10. Again, Sam Burns is a pretty big name that I think like you're somewhat more than casual fan knows, but not much of a field here.
No.
Just not the kind of event that I think a lot of these guys are necessarily lining up for, and that kind of makes Scotty running away with it so far not quite as impressive to me.
Right. Well, I mean, Eric Cole, T5, and he's 9 shots out
right,
of the lead.
He's got no chance. They're all chasing down the best guy we've seen since Tiger.
Yeah, Sungjae Im is 16th, but he's 7 under. I mean, 11 shots back. Now, you still have a lot of golf to go, but...
You know the guy ahead of you ain't going to start firing up 6s and 7s, basically. The guy that you're trying to hunt down. He's throwing 3s and 4s out there.
That's right.
It is harder for me to get into these tournaments, although I think the appeal of watching this today is, A, there's not much golf to be played around here right now with the weather looking like it is.
Correct.
And it's more like how crazy can Scotty go on this course if he chooses to try to put the gas pedal all the way down. But I want to get into this coming up next. Craig Ranch, I don't think most people could pick TPC Craig Ranch out of like a police lineup of golf courses. And the more I get into, like, I've always been an avid golf fan. I've always loved to play golf. But the new evolution for me has been like the actual courses themselves and trying to figure out, well, hey, they all look like super nice courses. So what separates like a truly great course from just another tour stop? And I want to just get your 2 cents on that, Craig.
Sure.
Coming up next. I think that's kind of like a fun back and forth to have is what makes a golf course for you, a guy who's played the game and continues to at an extremely high level, like what you look for. So CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. Scotty Scheffler, if you want to make money on this tournament, he's minus 1200 to win right now. You got to lay a lot of money to win $100 on Scottie Scheffler. You got to put like much more, probably like a good chunk of your mortgage down just to see through $100 in profit from Scottie Scheffler. We're going to talk about the golf course here. And Craig Mankins will give me his take and we'll kick this around. What makes a good PGA Tour stop or a great PGA Tour stop? I have a few submissions for that of my own. Versus what just kind of makes it, it's just a place that they go. That's coming up next on Going Low. We've also got a Korn Ferry update. Of course, Craig's son Jeff on the bag for Mr. Mark Goetz. And they are having a very different experience this week on the Korn Ferry Tour as far as scoring goes than they did last time out when 30 under, I believe it was, won the tournament. Been a little bit of a different slice of pie for the Korn Ferry this week, so we'll get into that as well. He's Craig Mankins, local PGA professional. I'm Chris Muller. You are listening to Going Low on the Fan. Going Low, Chris Muller, PGA professional, Craig Mankins, a man who just told us his low round, just a casual 61 in Canton, Ohio. They should put him in the Golf Hall of Fame for that kind of performance. PGA Tour is at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson in McKinney, Texas, part of the, of course, Dallas Metroplex, if you're wondering why Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth are both playing, because that's a hometown event for them. Otherwise, this would absolutely be what you'd call an opposite field PGA Tour stop on a course that, no disrespect, if I got on TPC Craig Ranch, I personally would be very excited to play it where the pros are playing. As a viewer, pretty nondescript as these courses go. And this is what I wanted to get into here for a minute, Craig. I watched the Florida Swing where you'll have like even the Valspar, you know, at the Copperhead course at Innisbrook, or you'll have Bay Hill, which Bay Hill may be not like my ultimate favorite, but like it's still got some iconic and very
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Noteworthy holes, and they go through that Florida swing. even what is now, I don't even know if it's the Honda, it used to be the Honda Classic, whatever it became this year. Again, I forget. I was at the Honda Classic a couple years ago, just at, in the Palm Beaches. Like, that's another course that the pros are actually mad that they overseeded it to make it a little easier. But it's just funny that some of these places elicit tough scoring and it looks like a real, like, interesting event because par is a sacred score. And then Scotty's going to shoot 27 or 28 under if he feels like it this week. And so to me, that's not generally very interesting to watch at the highest level. This course does really very little for me as far as, ooh, it's interesting. So to you as a viewer, put your golf fan hat on, not your, I'm a PGA professional. I do want that part of you for this insight, but what separates like your really good venues, whether it's a place they don't go every year or a place they do go every year, from the ones that are just kind of forgettable, for lack of a better term, for you at least?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Chris, as a viewer, is the recognizable holes out there. 17 at Sawgrass, 18 at Pebble Beach, Muirfield Village, 14.
Maybe not Muirfield Village, but like, you know, holes from that course when you see them.
Correct. And I really think, you know, because when you play these other ones, like where they are this week, it's almost 7,600 yards and Scotty's
bombs away.
It's 18. He's 18 under through two rounds. I mean, now, if it is wet, obviously these guys, you know, the one thing that they cannot control the golf ball in is the wind when it gets, you know, obviously to speeds that cause them trouble. But if there's any bit of moisture whatsoever, these guys are so good. They know exactly within the yard, you know,
where they're hitting it.
Correct.
I do think, like, the other thing is it just, because there's been this big push for distance and the technology, we could have a long debate about whether the pros should have to play rolled back golf balls. And, you know, there's an entire very booming industry of golf club manufacturing and ball technology, but the ball's the place, obviously, where people, they're going to roll it, you know, they want to roll it back and they're going to, I guess what, going to do that in 2028, I believe.
Yeah, that's what's changed the most. I mean, my generation
playing Bellotta.
Correct. Yeah, we started off playing a rubber band ball, you know, playing the Bellotta. Mm-hmm. You had the lowest spinning head of a driver, a persimmon, and the highest spinning ball. Now everything has changed, completely flipped. Now you have the highest spinning drivers with the lowest spinning balls. This is what happens when you get those NASA guys involved with
I mean, I would I would prefer to see, like, the average player. I need every advantage I can get out there. The game is more fun for me if I can bomb it. You know, I don't need the driver head to be 460. Like, I can play it with a little bit more of a player look to it. But give me the good golf ball. Make them play something that's lesser than.
Well, this is probably the thing that helped the average guy out there to be able, everybody wants to be able to hit the ball. And plus we have these drivers now that are, you know, 460 cc, and it's a lot easier than hitting those little old, you know, artifacts that we used to play with when our grandpas and dads used to give them to us.
So the reason I bring up the technology just in the context of an on-course discussion or courses discussion is I feel like the places that are timeless, I mentioned Colonial to you in the break, like they've touched them up, don't get me wrong, but that place for a long time, I think it still barely plays over 7,000 yards. They did not have a parcel of land there where they could buy more land and lengthen that course. I just think, like, it speaks to great design that some of these places, all they need is a touch of wind. Yep. And suddenly it becomes very, very interesting for these guys to try to navigate around.
No, you're 100% right.
So that's maybe for me, I guess, what I'm really getting at here is I separate the places like wind is the ultimate golf enemy.
Right.
Which, okay, that's why I like it as a viewer. I want these guys to at least appear to be like focusing to need to make birdies. I think Scotty could go out there in his sleep the next 2 days, shoot 66, 66 and put this thing on ice. I do just think, like, some of these courses now, Craig, have prioritized distance so much and making sure they get to a certain yardage mark instead of, here, put this here, a thoughtful bunker here.
Yep.
You know, something that's a genuine risk-reward play for these guys there. I don't think too many of these courses that they're going to in some of these situations. You mentioned Sawgrass, which is a great example of a really good one.
Right.
I don't think they make the best players think. And I feel like some of the newer designs have stopped trying make a player think.
They tried to make it as long as possible. I mean, think about one of the shortest major championships is Marion Golf Club.
Right.
You know, in which there's one you have to think.
And the day Justin Rose won it, not one person birdied 18.
Correct.
Granted, now that was a beast of a hole.
Correct.
But, like, they're just... And I guess that's where I zero out here is I wish they could find, and this is why I'm excited actually for next week. Now, I think these guys are going to go very low at this place. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see Philly Cricket Club on TV.
Right.
Just the holes are going to be so much different. It's not going to be what you see. And no, I guess I don't really mean disrespect to like TPC Craig Ranch. It's a TPC course, but like, Philly Cricket Club's going to be interesting for people. They're going to Aronimink.
That's
you
right.
You know, for, what is that? I can't even remember. I feel like Aronimink's getting a major, actually.
Oh, I think,
I want to say the PGA, maybe.
I think the PGA is coming up.
So, it's not this year, because that's going to, now that one's funny, because that's at a regular tour stop that Rory McIlroy basically owns.
Yeah, Quail Hollow.
And Quail Hollow. But, like, I think one way you could get people more interested is, even if these guys are scoring well at some of these places, put them on tracks that people do not get to see very often.
No.
Like, think outside the box a little bit.
I agree with you 100% there, Chris.
Speaking of scoring, Korn Ferry last week, what was it, 30 under?
30 under.
30 under. Yeah, just a casual 30 under. You shoot 8 under, sorry, you missed the cut through two rounds. Little different for the boys this week,
yes.
Isn't it? At the Riviera Maya, PGA yeah. Riviera Maya. It's the Tulum Championship. Leaders tied at 6 under par. The cut line for this tournament, a week after it was -9, is +3.
Correct.
+3. What's the story on the ground there?
Well, story on the ground, Neil Shipley, local product, 1 under, 19th place. He's right in there. Mark Goetz. He had it at 1 under through 27 holes, and then unfortunately he had a couple bad breaks. I was talking to Jeffrey last night, and he had a couple double bogeys on the front nine, and he ended up missing the cut. He actually had 3 doubles, but I think the last—
Golfer's worst enemy, the double.
Yo,
the pro golfers, you can tolerate a bogey here and there, but if you see a 6 double on the card,
yep.
Forget about
well,
it.
Well, think about this, and this is how hard the course was. Jeffrey sent me a picture of their golf bag. He's the first Korn Ferry Tour player to ever play around or enter an event with no woods in the bag.
Because of how narrow and tight it was?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, really difficult, Jeffrey said. I mean, and you're talking, let's see here how far it is, but I think it's over 7,000. Yeah, 72 as far as yardage goes, and you don't have a wood.
God, this looks terrifying right off the bat for me. Right off the bat, this looks horrifying. I've got it on Google Maps, which is my favorite thing to do. It's cut completely into that forest there.
Yes.
So it's just a golf hole, and then there's forest. And it just looks like the kind of thing, if you hit your ball 2 feet off, you know, the rough or into the rough, it might be gone, might be in the trees. Reminds me of playing a course in the Bahamas. I'm looking at one of the holes right now. It looks absolutely terrifying. So, plus, it just... Do you think these guys would rather, let me put it this way, do you think it's easier if you're a touring pro to win a birdie fest or to win a place like this where, hey, just par is going to be in the money? Like, what do you think these guys would rather try to play?
Well, I think that's a great question, Chris. I think that really depends on the type of player that they are, because there's a lot of guys out there hit a lot of greens, might not put in
a ton of putts, but they're going to never blow up.
Correct. And then there's other guys that say, hey, give me that golf course at 7,500 yards and wide open, and I'm going to bomb it out there.
I'm going to pin my ears back and go.
Yep.
I've seen, you watch Neil Shipley, we're all excited because he's won. We want to see Goetz get in the winner's circle too, and both of them head to the tour. But in Shipley's case, because right now he is technically closer to it, if he has a good finish here, that's going to really put him in solid position. He struck me as a guy that does better at the tougher venues. Like, I don't look at, I know Neil's got the game to go bombs away and make birdies, but he seems like he's better suited for this situation. Like, it wouldn't stun me to see him go 3-4 under today.
Right.
Put himself really in contention to win again.
Well, he's such a good ball striker, and he hits it down the middle. That was the one thing when I watched him at Marion. I mean, he positioned himself really, really well. And that's the one thing where you talked about it earlier, about golfers having to think. You know, like Bubba Watson, his most feared hole is number 10 at Riviera, the little par 4. Is that right?
Yeah, because it requires him to actually think instead of.
He hates it. And it's got the slope green and it's tiny. And if you're not positioned well, bogey.
Well, it's very funny that you bring that up just in the context of this Korn Ferry event. Great example of a great timeless golf course that, yeah, it's they got to make sure it's long enough for these guys. That is a hole that just vexes some of the best players in the sport, like the guys who are the best 100 or so people on earth, because it was thoughtfully designed. They can mess with the tees. They can put the pin in a certain spot where it's not unplayable, but you have to play it a certain way, and it penalizes these guys when they don't do what they're supposed to do. Very selfishly, I have a request, because we're going to talk to Mike Meissner. He is the general manager of Shanapan Country Club, coming up in about 5 to 7 minutes here. They have the U.S. Women's Open qualifier coming to Shanapan on Tuesday the 6th, so in a couple days here. I can't wait to get into that with him, because I have a history with Shanapan Country Club. Not an illustrious one, but not because of any sort of outside of golf thing. It's very much contained to the golf. Young Malzy will tell tales here in a second about Shanapan. I've got Oakmont for Media Day on the 6th. My game is not in shape right now. The handicap has only crept up half of a stroke, because there's some good ones that are going to drop off soon, and the bad ones are going to start sticking if I don't put more good ones on the ledger. We've been in the 90s, and we're not familiar with the 90s anymore. What do I do? Knee is feeling a little gimpy. It's my left knee. You've got a driver in here that I'm going to be test running that we had some nice results with on the simulator.
Yep.
Give me one Craig Mankins, the pro prescription, we'll call this. And this is for me, but for everybody out there. I'll ask about, you know, trying to swing around a knee you're not totally confident in. In general, give me a tip, though, for that and for playing when you don't have your best physically. Your back might be stiff, whatever it might be. What were your tips when you knew you had to go out there and battle in a competition and you didn't feel your absolute best?
Yeah, you know, the big thing, Chris, especially when you don't feel your best, and you'll be surprised sometimes, and don't be surprised if you play your best round you've ever played.
Well, there's no trees in Oakmont, so like that's a big plus for me. I'd rather gouge it out of rough.
There's a couple bunkers out there.
I'd rather hit out of the bunkers as long as I'm not dropped directly under the lip. Yeah. I think it's probably the toughest course on the planet. For where I get into trouble, you can't take the trees out. We're in better shape there.
Yep. The whole trick is, you know, it's kind of ironic. You're playing threesomes, foursomes. Chris Muller has to play Chris Muller's game, and you don't want to, you know, if you're playing with somebody that hits it 10, 15 yards farther than you, don't swing harder and try to stay up with them. You have to play your game. If your best club in your bag's your putter, get that ball on the green as soon as you can. Mm-hmm. You know, don't try to do anything that you normally don't do. And this is for everybody out there. You know, don't try to be Scottie Scheffler. Don't try to hit it 330 off the tee or however far those Rory McIlroy. You know, if you only hit it 220 yards down the middle, hit 220 yards down the middle. Lay it up. We've all seen plenty of guys, and we've all learned from plenty of guys, especially myself. I grew up as a kid, because most kids didn't play golf in my generation. And I played with all the seniors. And I learned from them. And a lot of those guys, you know, they knew they couldn't carry the water. They'd lay it up, and then they'd chip it up and down in one putt. And that's the beauty of golf is, you know, there's no description on that scorecard of how you played. All you do is write down your final score.
No picture drawing.
Yep.
10-second tip. Anything I can do to not think about the knee? I don't think anything's wrong with it. Just a little sore.
Tempo and rhythm, you know.
Try to not swing it easy. You'll still swing it hard.
More importantly, your tempo starts with your backswing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be rushing it. You know, because a lot of guys, they might get a little bit nervous and, you know, yank that thing back. No, just
nice and easy.
Correct.
I think Happy Gilmore got advice like that one time. Ended up working out okay for him. Women's U.S. Open qualifiers coming to Shanapan Country Club on Tuesday. Mike Meissner is the general manager of Shanapan Country Club. He's going to join us next as we finish up Going Low. Craig Mankins, PGA professional. Chris Muller on the Fan. Chris Muller, PGA professional. Craig Mankins, it's Going Low here on 93.7 The Fan. I think the USGA is becoming quite fond of Pittsburgh. We know that they are big fans of Oakmont. It's going to host the Men's U.S. Open for the record 10th time. It is an anchor site for the U.S. Open, along with Pinehurst, number 2, along with Pebble Beach. But that is not the only, and there are many, in fact, USGA events and qualifiers coming to Pittsburgh. That's why right now we go out to the hotline to welcome in Mike Meissner. He is the general manager of Shanapan Country Club. And Shanapan on Tuesday will be hosting for the 6th time a qualifier for the United States Women's Open, which will be, of course, happening this year at Erin Hills. Mike, Chris Muller, Craig Mankins here in studio. First off, thanks for joining us. And I just wanted to first say that Shanapan holds a special place in my heart, mainly because it's the first golf course I played that convinced me that I was not actually very good at golf, because it is a challenging test of the sport and your abilities.
Chris, well, thank you. I appreciate your time, Craig. Thank you as well. Shanapan's definitely a special place, obviously, up here in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. We like to think of the course as challenging as well. Obviously, the greens and the green speed and the undulation protect it, just because we're a little bit of a shorter golf course. But definitely something that, you know, is definitely challenging, especially for the ladies. The USGA obviously likes it, so we're happy to have them back on Tuesday.
So, Mike, let me get the timeline. How far in advance do you find out that Shanapan has been selected again as a qualifying site? And then give us a little bit from your perspective and from the staff's perspective.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
David Shanapan, what goes into preparing the course for a qualifier like this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are, we were approached by the USGA and the West Penn Golf Association coming out of COVID to host in 2021. And since that event went so well, 2022, we kind of have a standing agreement that we'll have the Women's Open qualifier back until either one of us feel it's time to move on, but that's not going to be anytime soon. So we're happy to, you know, almost be an anchor site for this qualifying event. And, you know, it's a great event for us. It really kicks off the season. We have our men's opening day today, and then we roll right into this great USGA event. So for our golf professional staff led by Eric Teasdale and our ground staff headed by Sam Lobaugh, it's a challenge almost right as the weather turns, or almost turns, as we're kind of experiencing today.
Mike Craig here. Hey, good luck on opening day today. Hopefully the weather turns out for you. Now, this is your sixth year having the qualifier for the USGA. What makes Shanapan, you know, what makes the USGA say, hey, we love Shanapan? What makes them want to have it there every year? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. So, again, as I said, I think that the USGA sees Shanapan is a very challenging course, especially for the women golfers. So they'll play from about 65 or 6,600 yards, which is pretty long for them. Not so much the men's events that we have, but really it's the conditions of the greens, the speed of the greens. We get them rolling pretty fast, as all of the clubs in West Pennsylvania do. And they just really see it as a challenge, and they know that whenever the ladies come to play in this event, it's going to be a fair challenge. But you know, it's going to really separate the best golfers from the average golfers, and we're going to send the very best one to Erin Hills this year.
That's awesome. Here's a quick question for you, Mike. Do you see the weather in Western Pennsylvania playing a challenge for the ladies on Tuesday? I know it's supposed to be it's supposed to be 62 degrees as a high, and you know, some of those days, you know, you might
doesn't feel like 62 degrees,
correct?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean, it will obviously they'll have to adjust to it. One of the one of the crazy things about this event is we actually pull golfers from all around the world. So wherever they're coming from, whether it be Asia or Canada, or even, you know, the Western United States, our elements are something that's, you know, something you have to get used to in a hurry. But I'm sure with the quality of player, they'll adjust pretty quick, and they'll be looking to reach that ultimate goal.
Mike Meisner, he is the GM at Shanapan Country Club. They are hosting for the sixth time, qualifying for the U.S. Women's Open, which will be contested this year at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. This will be on Tuesday. Now, you said one spot open here. How many golfers will be vying for that one trip to Erin Hills, Mike?
Yeah, so our field's set right around 53 right now. So we'll have give or take 50, just depending on last-minute changes, which is, you know, a great field. We've had a little bit more in the past, but I think that you know, the ultimate competition comes when there's only one spot up for grabs, and so we'll see the best of every golfer out there on Tuesday.
Mike, any local prospects going to be local players going to be competing at this particular qualifier?
Yeah, absolutely. So Rachel Rohana, she was our qualifier last year, and she's played in just about every qualifier over the past 4 or 5 years here. So she's a very accomplished golfer, local to the area. So we'll keep an eye on her. The runner-up last year, Marissa Steen, she's back for another chance to move forward. We have a couple of the younger players. I believe Alyssa Zhang plays in the WPO. I think that she's a sophomore this year. So keep an eye out for her. I saw that Eva Bulger's playing. She came through the WPO, and she's, I think, in her first or second year of college now. So a lot of great local talent matching up, like I said, against the national and international talent from all around.
Mike, just Shanapan itself, before we go, tell us a little bit about the club, because it's got a long and storied history, and a guy who I think most Western Pennsylvanians probably know about got one of his very first wins there as well, way back in 1947. So tell us a little bit more about the club and about that particular golfer's history with it.
Yeah, so, you know, just before we came on, we heard the commercial for the WPGA being around for 125 years. And back in 1947, they had their amateur here at Shanapan Country Club. And the local legend, Mr. Arnold Palmer, secured his first win as a high school student against Shanapan's own Knox Young, who's probably our most accomplished amateur golfer. He had a great run in the 30s and the 40s, and this year we'll be hosting the 47th Knox Young Memorial SWAT here in a couple weeks. But for Mr. Palmer to be here and kind of get us started, Shanapan, we have a great picture down in the men's locker room of him with Knox Young, and you know, something he autographed for us. So I know that, you know, Shanapan's special to him. I had a chance to be in the museum a couple years ago out in Latrobe, and the same picture hangs at the museum. So I was very impressed to see that. You know, what a guy, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh sports for sure. There's no doubt about that. And what a champion for golf.
Mike, before we let you go, and we really appreciate you taking some time on what's going to be a very busy morning for you, and I second Craig's hope that you guys dodge the raindrops here and that you just get a nice nice regular old cloudy Pittsburgh day in May. If people who have not seen Shanapan before, is this open to the public? People want to come and walk the grounds of a course, a great country club they've never seen. Can you tell us more information for anybody who might want to watch some high-pressure, high-stakes golf?
Yeah, absolutely. So we will be welcoming spectators on Tuesday. We just ask that everybody dress golf appropriate. The ladies will be out as early as, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll probably finish up, you know, right around 6:30 or 7 at night, as is a 36-hole event. The best thing that I can say about these events is you're right on the golf course with the women. You're walking right along with them. We don't have any ropes or anything set up. So it's about as much of an up-close experience as you can get with some very skilled golfers. We're looking forward to it. I'll be right out there with you on Tuesday.
Mike Meisner, he is the general manager, Shanapan Country Club, where they will be hosting for the sixth time qualifiers for the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills. One qualifier will be heading to Erin Hills from this one. Mike, thanks so much for your time. We are definitely looking forward to Shanapan being on display on Tuesday for some of the best around. Thank you.
Chris, Craig, thank you very much. Thank you for all you do for golf.
Appreciate it, man. Mike Meisner, general manager at Shanapan. Craig, now, if you want to go out there, leave the Iron Maiden t-shirt and the acid wash jeans at home, okay?
That's right.
I know we both, you know, I'd like to wear my Slayer shirt or something right. Like that, but that's the best part, by the way. He says golf course appropriate. It's no jeans, no t-shirts. If you do want to go out, and it is very cool. I will say this. I've walked the course. I butchered that course in high school. I was just not a very good golfer. I'm better now than I was then at 40 than I was at 17 or whatever. But it is what he said there, Mike said there, is I think very cool, Craig. You do get to go right up and just walk essentially like a respectful distance away. I was watching some stuff from a men's qualifier. Kyle Berkshire, the long drive guy, was trying to qualify. The spectators are 15 feet from him.
Right.
I mean, there are no ropes. I mean, just don't be a jag. Just go there, golf course appropriate, and you will get to see some truly high stakes USGA golf. I mean, because it is a different animal trying to qualify. You're trying to win a tournament when you play in the US Women's Open. You're all vying. It's like different when you're all just condensing down. Do you know what I mean? Like one is I'm trying to rock it up to the top. The other one is everything condenses. There's only one of us going.
Yeah, one out of 59.
I don't know how to explain it without it sounding ridiculous. Like I'm like a stoner from like Jeff Spicoli here, but it's different when it's a qualifier versus an actual cash money tournament kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, and get out there to watch those women because
they hit straight and they hit it nice.
Their tempos are great.
Oh my god. My dad went, I think, watched the US Women's Open go to Oakmont, or am I confused?
Yes. No, Paula Creamer.
Yes, that's right. I'm sorry. Yes, the Paula Creamer US Open. I don't know why I blanked on whether that was happening or not, but he went and watched it at Oakmont when Paula Creamer won it, and he came back and said, "Chris, I am just in awe of how straight every single woman on the on the LPGA tour hits the golf ball." Like he was dumbfounded, gobsmacked by how well they hit it, and just they put it on a string down the middle.
Yep.
My cousin married into the Rohanna family, and he's a terrible golfer, so I don't know how they even let that one happen. Married one of Rachel's cousins.
How about that?
He stinks at golf. He hits low duck hooks like he's...
So he's not the first pick in the family
open? No. I think he's the last. I think he's like bringing up the rear. He's Mr. Irrelevant when they're drafting golfers. All right, we got to step aside here. Panther Insider Show coming up next. For Craig Mankins, PGA professional, I'm Chris Muller. We are going to talk to you again on Going Low next week. Panther Insider Show with Pat Bostic is next. Then Donnie Football has you covered on Bucko Talk. A little somber, kind of bummer of a Bucko Talk, given the fact that this team cannot seem to win baseball games. He'll be out at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville from 9 to 11. We'll talk to you next week, 7 a.m. for Going Low.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.